Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Erevin. Today, we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. So, the Mishnah talks about the minimum amount of food you need in order to make a shitufim avuos. Meaning, the last Mishnah we spoke about what happens if there's not enough food anymore. So, now we're going to talk about how much is enough. What is the minimum amount of food? So, kamehu shi'uro. What is the shear of the amount of food that you need? So, b'zman shein merubin, when there are a lot of people that live in that mavoi, meaning there are at least 18 people, or 18 different households. Then you just need to have the amount of food that a person would eat, two meals worth of food, and that takes care of the entire group, because the shitof as a whole has a significant amount, so it's kosher, even though if you were to actually divide it up amongst all the people that live there, they would get very, very tiny amounts. But b'zman shein mu'atin, when there aren't so many people, there are less than 18 people, then Then each person has to give an amount of food that equals the size of a grogeres. A grogeres is a dried fig, because that's the amount that's considered the minimum chashav amount of food. In what context do we find that it's a chashav amount of food? For the malach of hotza'ah on Shabbos, that a person is only chayav for the malach of hotza'ah on Shabbos if he carries a chashav amount of food, and that's considered a chashav amount of food. So since each person contributes a reasonable amount, the shituf is a valid shituf, even though it may have less than two meals worth. So essentially what we say is, whatever is the lesser of the two, either a kegrogeres for each and every member, or shtei su'udos, whatever is the smaller of those two items, of those two possibilities, is the amount of food you need for a shitufei mavuos. Now, we had said in Mishnah Zayin that if some of the food of the shituf was lost after the shituf went into effect, you're allowed to replenish it before the next Shabbos, and even though neither of these Mishnayos mentioned eruvei chatzeros, the same halachos, the same klalim, are going to apply to eruvei chatzeros. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, you know, not all of these halachos relate to Eruv Chatzeros. Bamed Dvar Mamurim, when do we say that you need these minimum amounts of food for an Eruv? B'tchilas Eruv. That's only when you're first setting up the Eruv. Aval B'shiari Eruv Kol Shehu. But if part of the Eruv food got eaten or got lost, so then even a small amount, even a tiny amount, is enough for the Eruv to continue. You don't have to replenish it each and every week before the next Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yossi. Meaning that's unlike Mishnah Zayin and Ches, where we assume that there is a minimum amount, and that minimum amount needs to be replenished to make sure that you stay with at least that minimum each Shabbos. And that's because the only reason the Chum said that you need to make an Erev Chatzeros in the first place, when you already have a Shituf Mavuos, so you would think the Shituf Mavuos, which already allows you to carry from one Chatzer to the other through the Mavuos, would for sure allow you carrying within the Chatzer. So the only reason we need an Erev Chatzeros is that kids shouldn't forget that there's such a thing called an Erev Chatzeros, because the Shitufei Mavuos is kept in a particular Chatzer in the Mavoi, but there are many other Chatzeros in the Mavoi that don't have the Shitufei Mavuos in it. So the kids growing up in those other Chatzeros aren't going to see anything. So they're going to think that there is no Erev Chatzeros and there is no Shituf. So even though the Chacham required that you make an Erev Chatzeros, even though you already have a Shitufei Mavuos in place, they were makel with the Erev, and they consider a kasher even after the amount of food has been diminished, because it might as well be mekel as long as you have the zikar on the davar, that everyone will realize at least that there's something there, that there's something in place, because technically it's not even really needed. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Ches we said that the shear of the amount of food that you need in order for Shituva Mavuos to take effect is either shtei sudos or a kegrogeres for each household, and whatever is the lesser of the two. So when you have 18 people or more, shtei sudos is the lesser of the two. When you have less than 18 people, then kegrogeres lekalechod is the lesser of the two. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that Rabbi Yossi says that when it comes to an Eruv Chatzerus in particular, the amount of food could go way down, could get way diminished, and you don't need to replenish it, because if you already have a shitufei mavuos, you don't really need an Eruv Chatzeros. It's only a din midrabanan, unless people forget about the concept of Eruv Chatzeros. So we could be makel in the details, we could be makel in the rules of how much food you need for the actual Eruv Chatzeros. So come in tomorrow, we'll pick up with Parak Zayin, Mishnah Yud.